You want me to what?
It's only 24 hours.
Not my phone.
These are the 24-Hour Challenge podcast series.
The 24-Hour Challenge hosted by Carriages Media is supposed to make you do something out of your comfort zone for 24 hours. For example, you can wear a hot dog suit, walk backwards, and more. The challenge I picked was to keep one of your body parts moving all day. I found this challenge hard to do because there's times that you forget that you're doing this challenge, like when I'm doing my homework or when I'm sleeping, because let's face it, you can't do that. You know what I mean? You just can't. However, I think doing the 24-hour challenge was a lot of fun because it took me out of my comfort zone. So I challenge you to do the 24-hour challenge. And if you do, make sure to log it so you can share your experience with everyone.
Hi, I'm Justin Lopez, and for my 24-hour challenge, I did the no talking for a day. That was kind of fun slash difficult. I'm constantly a talker, I talk all the time, so it was something to get out of my comfort zone with, and I would like challenges, so I thought this was pretty fun. I had to go through the whole school day doing it. I didn't let anybody know I was doing this challenge besides myself and the teacher. And so it was kind of weird, like all these people were upset at me because I didn't talk to them, and they thought I had an issue with them, and it wasn't the case at all, so I just couldn't talk. It sucks. I thought it was really fun for me to do, so I don't have to hear myself talk all the time. It was a new thing for me. But for a lot of people that talk a lot, I'm not saying do this all the time. Don't talk. That's rude. I'm just saying challenge yourself by doing this thing and see if you can do it. I don't know if I'll ever do this again. I think it was a one-time thing, and then probably move on to the next challenge I'm not comfortable with.
This is the 24-Hour Challenge podcast hosted by KRHS Media. My name is Reese Sherman, and my 24-Hour Challenge was no sugar. So first off, every morning I eat yogurt. And in my yogurt, there's chocolate chips. So that right off the bat was a challenge for me. I couldn't eat the chocolate chips in my yogurt, so I kind of had to pick around all the chocolate chips to eat my yogurt. And that was a challenge for me because obviously that's my favorite part of the yogurt. Lunch wasn't very hard for me because my mom had already packed it. And in there, she had pretty healthy stuff. I had like a sandwich and fruit and things like that. So I didn't really have any sugar for lunch. So that really wasn't a challenge for me. My biggest challenge overall was when I went to work. I work at Panera or St. Louis Bread Company. And my favorite thing there to eat when I get to work is, you know, some pastries. So I'll usually eat like a cinnamon crunch scone or a chocolate chip muffin. And so like that was the hardest part, is having to walk past all that sugar and not being able to eat it. I feel like just 24 hours of no sugar wasn't that bad, just because I didn't really have anything tempting me until I got to work. And then I was only at work for about 3 to 4 hours. So if it was longer than 24 hours, it'd probably be a bigger issue, just because, you know, I wouldn't be able to eat ice cream or cookies or anything, and that'd just be a really big challenge for me, just because those are some of my favorite things. I love to eat sugar. I feel like other people should try challenges to self-reflect. This challenge made me reflect on how much I eat sugar and how much I eat sugar when I'm at work, just because it was a real challenge for me to stay away from it. So, I mean, self-reflecting on the fact that I need to eat less sugar and need to eat healthier. Overall, from this challenge, I learned that sacrifice is hard. I had to, you know, look at those pastries and things at work and couldn't even eat them. And the fact that people try to go and do that every single day because of diets and trying to lose weight and things, I couldn't even imagine having to make that sacrifice every single day. So overall, I just learned that sacrifice is difficult and that people have to do it all the time. My name is Reese Sherman, and this is my 24-hour challenge.